it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Sunday evening, because it feels so good outside.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't it, though?
Beautiful.
In case you guys don't recognize the voice, that's my buddy Lawrence. He was here. Dang, how long has it been? A couple months ago?
Yeah, back when I was here, I think it was snow outside.
Yeah, it was snow outside the last time you came here. Yeah. So, thanks for joining us tonight.
No problem.
But
my
pleasure. It feels real good out there.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I had a fabulous weekend. I got to give a shout out to my girl, Sugar B. That's her nickname. We went to Preakness on Saturday. And
I saw the pictures, yeah.
We had a mother effing ball, okay? We ran into Ray Lewis. She proposed to him.
Really?
He wasn't having it. So we had a good time. So we got to see Nas. My goodness, Nas is delicious.
I didn't even know Nas was supposed to be there.
Yeah, it was interesting to see Nas there, and it's only like a couple of black faces in the audience.
Right,
there was
yeah.
a whole bunch of white yeah. people. No disrespect to the white folks, but I knew the vast majority of them had never heard of Nas.
Nah, you'd be surprised.
No.
There's a lot of white people
I
listen
they,
to rap and know
I
about
know.
Nas.
I know. They've heard, not, but I'm saying, you, if you looked around the crowd.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't know what he was performing.
Wow.
I did, but it was good. It was a great show. So I had a good time at Preakness. And right after Preakness, we went down to Cocktails and Conversations. So thank you guys for coming out. We shot some pool, had some good drinks and some dialogue. We actually talked about tonight's topic, which is whipped. What's the difference between being whipped and being in love? So thank you guys once again for coming out. It was nice to meet some of you from our meetup group. So yeah, make certain you stay tuned for more events, because in June we are going to do a late night laser tag. Adults only.
I'm definitely going to be there for that.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Be there.
June 28th.
So I already got it locked
Save
in.
Save the date.
I got it.
10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. You going to be there?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there.
Okay, because, okay. If you're
and
not
I'm
there,
shooting you in the forehead.
You know what? I don't even want to talk. Well, actually, I will talk about it. I had a really bad experience in college with laser tag, and I have not done it since.
What happened? Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, or? Some guy, I don't know, he was crazy. So it's just laser tag. He comes out of nowhere and clotheslines me. Then he tackles me. Then he wraps his gun around my neck. And I'm like choking. Then he does all this to try to shoot me. I'm like, it's not that serious. Like, I can't believe you tried to kill me over laser tag.
He could have been into it. I don't know.
I don't know. He was weird. And yeah. And I have not done laser tag since that moment. That was like, I'm not even going to say how long ago it was, but it was more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, jerk.
You messed it up for everybody.
You ruined it. So I'm like, damn, I'm scared to do laser tag at my own event. But you know what? I'm going to suck it up. 10 plus years later, I'm going to do some laser tag on June 28th. So check out the website, thisdateisover.com, for more details. And keep in mind that thisdateisover.com is there for you to post your bad date stories and relationship woes. So check it out. We actually added some new components to the site, which is great. We added an events component, yes. And we also added a questions component. So shout out to Bridge, because he's been asking away. You guys have been giving some great feedback to relationship discussions. So yeah, go to thisdateisover.com. Run. Don't walk. Run over to thisdateisover.com.
Yes.
Right now, post your bad date stories, ask your questions, check out some of our events, and yeah, stay connected with us. And also, if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for joining me here on This Date Is Over Radio. We discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, it can be a little bit ugly. But I'm gonna stop talking, because we gotta get into some music tonight. We're going to discuss whipped, being whipped versus being in love.
Is it whooped or whipped?
Whooped, whip. Well, whoop.
I like to say whoop.
Whoop sounds like something that your mother would do to you.
That's what the, you know, can I say? I mean, sometimes that's what can happen. You can get whooped and not whipped.
Whooped and not whipped?
Yeah, it's different.
Okay, whatever.
I'll explain later.
What he'll explain later, but give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So what's the difference between being whipped and being in love? The number once again is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We're going to get into some music first, and then right after that we're going to talk about it. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try. I'll make some sort of attempt. I simp, Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Valentine's is telling the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later. We turned to cinder.
Look down at your phone. You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got special guests in the studio. Lawrence, what's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing? What's up?
And we're coming to you from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from Babyface. The song was Whip Appeal. So appropriate.
It was. It is.
Because we're talking about Whip tonight. And right before that was The Far Side with Passing Me By.
I ain't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, boy.
Took me back. Took me back.
Yes. I'm going to take y'all back again later on during the show. I got some good throwbacks tonight. So don't let the smooth taste fool you. Yes.
Wow.
Right. We're talking about whipped. You know, what's the difference between being whipped and being in love? And keep in mind that if you'd like to give us a call, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. So I'm going to pass it to you, Lawrence, my guest in the studio.
Yes.
Being whipped. Have you ever been whipped before?
Yes, I got to admit, I have been whipped. We've all been whipped, right?
Maybe.
Right? Keep it real. Everybody been whipped, you know?
So backtrack here. Mm-hmm. What is the definition of being whipped?
To me, the definition of being whipped is when you're so caught up with the sex, you know, that you don't even watch for the red flags. You don't even that person you with, they could do anything and you don't even care because you're so caught up with them sexually that you don't even.
So they can do no wrong.
They can't do any wrong. No.
Really? So what wrong did this woman do to you and you didn't even care?
Well, why we
you said you were whipped, right, so wait, I just
okay,
want you to right, kind of go.
We'll just get straight into
right,
it. Okay,
right. Straight into it.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, this happened back when I was like 22, 23, something like mm-hmm. that. But
so that was like last year.
No, I wish. I mean, yeah, but now I'm much smarter and wiser man. But uh-huh. Anyway, 22, 23, I was dealing with this chick. And I mean, I don't know if this counts or not, but she was kind of like a hood rat kind of chick, you know.
Oh, you like them hood, huh?
No, I mean, that's just back then. That's who I was dealing
Ladies,
with. You know what I'm saying?
In case you're tuning in, Lawrence likes ratchet Rondas.
Negative.
The number to the
negative.
Studio
negative.
It's 301-560-6992. But I'm sorry, as you were saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I was dealing with her and, you know, I can't fake. I mean, it was anything that I wanted to go down, anything. Matter of fact, some stuff I didn't even want to go. It was no holes barred.
She just blew your mind, basically.
She blew my mind. Mind blowing sex.
How did you even, you know, get to the point of talking to her if she was ghetto fabulous?
Well, let me clarify this. She was ghetto fabulous, but she was like. Not the average ghetto fab. She was like more.
She was Section 8, but she had nice clothes.
Fabulous. Yeah, exactly.
She was Section 8, but she only had 6 kids. She didn't have 10.
No, wait, hold on. No, she only had 1 kid. She only had 1 kid.
Is it your kid?
No, okay. She had 1 kid, and she used to always have a fresh outfit on. Every time I saw her, she had a fresh outfit.
Let me stop messing with you. I actually want to go to a comment I read on Facebook because this cracked me up. In the Facebook group, I asked a question about, you know, have you ever been whipped before? And asked for the definition. My buddy Mike, what's up, Mike? He said, being whipped is sitting in the chair at the hair salon holding her purse while she gets her hair braided.
Wow.
And loving it.
Right.
Really? Would you sit in the salon with your lady while she gets her hair done and hold that
Oof,
purse?
That's deep right there. That's a whole nother level right there. I don't know. It's two things I can't do. I can't go to a hair salon and can't go shopping with a woman. I don't
Why?
Know.
Why? Shopping's a beautiful thing.
It's too time consuming.
If you get the right woman, it's not too time consuming.
Yeah. Well, there ain't too many women out here that know what they want when they go in the store. It might take about 4 hours for them to try on everything and pick out what they want. And I, you know.
That's a great 4 hours spent, my man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you stopped, you know, going to the mall and did all your shopping on thisdateisover.com, you wouldn't have a problem.
That is true. That is true.
I posted it on the Instagram page. He is rocking his It's Not Me, It's You, thisdateisover.com t-shirt. So check it out at Date Is Over. Loving it, man.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you for giving me the shirt.
No problem. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I had to because you gave me one of your cool shirts.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So being whipped, you know, you ignore the signs. You ignore the red flags because the sex is just that great.
Right.
So what's the difference between being whipped and being in love? So what is your definition of being in love?
Ooh, all right. Being in love is... Oh, you know what? Being in love is you so in love with them mentally that you don't even mind the sex. The sex might not even be that good.
Pause.
What?
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. That is
what?
False.
No, that's very true. That's very true.
I cannot overlook the sex part. If it's bad, I don't
care
how much
I love you.
I'm not saying it's bad.
What I'm saying is, if it's not 100% to where you want the sex to be, if it's like at 60%, if you so in love with that person, you just involved with them, you just in tune with them, then you like, all right, I can block out that 40% I don't like a sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tolerate the sex. I'm not saying it's horrible, but you can tolerate the sex.
It's only with so many times you can tolerate bad sex.
No, you just add a little alcohol.
Alcohol does not do the trick. And what's very unfortunate, though, you know, I had a conversation with a guy who's married who sent me a message on Facebook, asked me to hook him up with some of my friends. I was like, pardon me, sir, but you are married.
Right.
I said, I will do no such thing. You will sleep with your wife. And that's when he went on his tirade that his wife doesn't have sex with him, or everything hurts. It doesn't feel good. Like, she's very boring. But he married her. He knew all this going into it. He loved her because she was, you know, she was very smart. She was attractive. But she has always been horrible in bed.
Right.
Therefore, he cheats on her.
Ah.
And I don't want to be in that situation. I've never cheated on anybody before. But if, you know.
I know. I mean.
I've been in a situation where I've loved somebody. But because I couldn't get past the horrible sex part, this date was over.
I hate to get off the topic and stuff, but I mean, my idea on that is, my view on that is, like, if when you get married, if you're having sex with somebody but for so long, if it's 10-12 years, I don't care what they do to spice it up, it's going to probably eventually get boring. So that don't,
but if it's
really
boring before we even get married,
you shouldn't have got married.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not getting married.
Yeah, there you go.
This date is over.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
yeah.
So anyway, so being in love, you said it's more mental.
Yeah.
And being whipped is more sexual.
Hey, there you go. That's it.
They kind of go hand in hand to me. They seem to be very similar to me. Because regardless if you're in love or whipped, you know, it's kind of the same thing. When you're so enamored with a person, when you're so in love with a person, you ignore their flaws. I was in love with one of my ex-boyfriends. I ignored the flaw of him being physically violent. I ignored his abusive talk. But I was so in love with him that, you know, I thought we had a good future.
Really? Well, how was the sex?
It was amazing.
Well, there you go. Case closed. I just proved my point.
If the
sex was bad, then you would be like, you know, I can't really deal. You know what I'm saying? You would have cut that off, like, from the jump. But the sex was good, so you decided to deal with it. You was like, I'm gonna look past this. I'm gonna look past all of this other stuff.
He had me mentally. Like, I was just stuck. You know, I loved him dearly, but I could not see beyond, you know, those. It took me a while to snap out of it.
Right. You know, how long did it take?
We were together for like 3.5 years.
Wow. Okay. It's a long time then.
Yeah.
He had you whipped for 3 years.
Right. Right. Literally. Right. But no, let me take that. You know, I don't want you guys thinking like we were like he was punching me in the face or something like that. But it was a couple of instances that should not have taken place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
But, you know, I loved him. I was like, oh, he's going to get counseling. He'll be fine. And
yep.
We'll be fine. And
right. And then at the end of the night, he beat it up. So you forgot about everything else.
No. I didn't forget about the other chicks that he was dealing with.
Oh, okay. See, she's further proving me right. This is what I said. When you whip, matter of fact, that's whoop. When you whoop, you look past everything.
I didn't look past the other women.
You look past it. If you was still with him for 3 years, you look past it.
No, I didn't.
You did look past it. If you didn't look past it, y'all would.
I didn't look past it.
But what I'm saying is,
I
why
found
y'all
out in
dating?
The last year of our relationship that he was with, you know, he was doing some shady dealing. So.
Oh, okay.
Peace out, my man.
Okay.
So no, it wasn't like, oh, you're with another girl. All right, that's cool. No, it's okay. Not cool. Not cool at all.
Okay.
I mean, they're still similar. I think, you know, when you're in love with somebody and also whipped,
right,
you overlook the logic side of things, right. And you're more emotional. Everything's emotion based, whether right. it's sexual emotion.
Right.
But, you know, I think we kind of overlook, you know, that person's flaws, no matter how horrible they might be.
So you saying when you whip, you think it's more emotional and not sexual?
I think it can go both ways. Because I think I've come across people who have been whipped, so to speak, who had not got any close to anybody's poon that they were interested in. They got not one single whiff.
Whoa.
And they were so enamored with that person that they could not see that that other person did not like them or didn't care.
Now, that's crazy. I can't understand. If you don't get no whiff or no poon, if you... Nothing. Then I can't be whipped if I don't get no whip. I got to get some kind of whip at a point. Something.
So, I don't know. Who is your ideal woman? Like, what celebrity do you have, like, a crazy crush on?
That's a good one. I would say...
Who do you have the hots for?
Celebrity crush. Damn, that's a tough one.
Really?
You go first, and then I'm going to think
about... What about Nia Long? Do you think she's hot?
No, I don't think Nia Long is...
Really?
When people say Nia Long and Halle Berry, all they, I don't think they...
Who do you
hot.
Like?
They not hot.
Who's hot to you?
To me, hot is... what's her name, man?
I don't know.
I like that... I don't even know her name, man.
Gosh, you're making this very difficult.
I can't think of her name. But I would say,
whatever her name is, if she came in here right now in the studio and said, Lawrence, you know, I really like you and I wanted to hang out more, but I'm celibate. I don't want us to have sex. Are you going to turn it down?
No, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's hang out.
Yeah.
But at the
and
same
you're gonna
time.
And you're going to keep hanging out
no,
with her.
No, I'm
and you're going to be
no,
even
I'm
more
not.
Enamored
no,
with her.
I'm
you're going to be doing things with her.
No.
And you're not
going to
give one single whiff of it.
No. In my mind, if she say, oh, we're not doing anything, that's the main thing that's going to make me think, oh, we about to do something. If she say, oh, we're not going to do it, then I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, let's hang out. I'll be in the friend zone or whatever, and we'll chill out and go out or whatever. And,
but you would still
you know,
go out with her.
I would.
You would still
would,
spend
yeah.
that money. And if
no,
she called, if she called you at, if she
Dutch.
Called you at 2 a.m. oh please,
that's
don't
what
do
we
it.
Be doing, yeah.
We do not believe in going Dutch here. That's go, Lawrence.
I go Dutch until I hit the poon. Then
Lawrence
right,
is
we can
quite
break
tacky.
Bread.
That's very tacky. That's hey. Not gentlemanly.
Oh,
that's
well.
Very tacky.
Oh, well.
Going Dutch is not a date at all.
But anyway,
that will almost guarantee that you would never get a whiff of anybody's poon by asking them on a date and then telling them to pay for it.
All right. Well, anyway,
tacky.
that was last week's show.
Right. That's the last time you on here.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was
Dutch.
Like last month's show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, talking about going Dutch. That is so tacky. You're ladies, right. Take that back. Don't call Lawrence.
Yep.
Call somebody else because he's going to ask you to pay for the food that he
no.
asked you out. To, you know, he
no,
asked you
I'm
to
not.
Date.
I'm going to say let's go have.
Yeah, that's her paying for her food.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Yeah,
tacky.
Yeah, you're right.
Tacky.
Oops.
Yeah. So did you ever figure out the chick's name?
It's Sophia Vergara, I think her name is, or something. Yeah. Sophia Vergara or something.
Oh, is she on,
She's like a Latin.
Yeah, she's on the show with Al Bundy. His name is not Al Bundy.
Yeah, it's called Modern Family.
Yeah.
Okay. Her. I like her.
Yeah, if
I
she
like
came
her.
In here, I don't think you would ask her to go Dutch.
Oh, well, you know, but if she came in here knowing I'm knowing who she is, yeah, we go. Matter of fact, she paying for the meal. I'd be a fool to pay
she,
for the
she
meal.
She wants to feel like a lady. She wants you to be.
Well, you
gentleman.
Know what? For her, y'all ain't gonna lie.
Right.
I would.
And you're
I
gonna continue
you're
to go
right.
out
you're
with
right.
her,
would,
and you're not gonna get any, and you're gonna be so enamored with her
yeah.
that you will be whipped.
You. To a, I'd be whipped
whip?
For a certain time.
Whip
I wouldn't be whipped
whiff.
For no 3 years or so.
I'm not
or
saying
5 years.
Years
I would just be whipped maybe for about. The first month, I'd be like, oh my goodness, I'm going out with Sophia Vergara, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I figure out,
how
okay, I'm really not getting the poon, she cut off.
How do you not know your crush's name though? That's the sad
I can't,
part.
No, I see her face. You know.
That's the sad part.
I see her face, but I just couldn't figure.
We gotta go to commercial, so keep it right here on the Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn, TuneIn. Search for The Flow DC, and we are the first station to pop on the list. It's the same instructions for if you go to TuneIn.com. So search for The Flow DC on TuneIn.com and save us to your favorites. And you can check us out every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. So we'll be right back after the break.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a recovering undercover over lover. Recovering trauma love I can't get over. Recovering undercover over lover. And now my common law lover thinks he wants another. And I'd lie for you, I'd cry for you, and pop for you, and break for you, and hate for you, and hate you too, if you want me to. Oh, I pray for you, crochet for you, make it from scratch for you, leave out the lash for you, go to the store for you, do it some more for you. Do what you want me to. Yes, I'm a fool for you. I'm a recovering undercover over lover. Recovering from a love I can't get over. Recovering undercover over. Common law lover thinks he was another. And I'd lie for you, and cry for you, and pop for you, and break for you, and hate for you, and I'll hate you too, if you want me to. I gotta do my love for you, driving school.
Love from high, new frontier. just in time.
Oh, oh,
listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from SWV. The song was Anything. That was on their very first album, and I think that's the very first track of their first album. I love that song. Before they did the remix with ODB.
Yeah, that's the one I remember, right. Yeah,
I prefer this version right here.
I like the ODB version.
I like that one too, but I think this one is a lot better, a lot smoother. And right before that, I played some music from my girl Erykah Badu, Out My Mind Just In Time. Now, if that isn't a whip song, I don't know what else is.
Yeah.
She was whipped. Speaking of whipped, a lot of people, a lot of the music that you hear is because somebody was whipped.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. In case you're wondering, we are talking about being whipped tonight, being whipped versus being in love. And I got Lawrence in the studio, special guest. What's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing?
And being whipped, I think being whipped is just a state of, I don't know, I would say a state of mind, but I take that back. I think a lot of times it comes from other people outside of your relationship, because you always hear guys, especially, you know, ragging on their guy friends like, oh, she got you whipped. So I think that's just, it's just a way to for people to make fun of you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, maybe he's just in love.
Yeah, well.
Because I think the whole term comes from other people. When you tell your fellas, oh, I can't go out tonight because I'm going to be with my lady. Like, oh, man, well, she got you whipped.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, because she's good in bed and she cooks and she cleans and I love her. Yeah. So, yes, I will be with her tonight and not with you.
Yeah, that's
but a lot of your friends don't want to, they can't handle that.
Well, at this age, they should. I mean, back when you was in your 20s or something, maybe, but. At this age, if you tell your boys, oh, I can't go out and go with my girl, then they should be like, all right, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Some people act weird. I remember years ago, though. Actually, this was in the high school, so this was a long time ago. It was a girls' trip that was being planned by one of my girlfriends at the time. And we were talking about probably going to something like Ocean City or Virginia Beach. You know, we didn't have any money back then. Mm-hmm. I still don't have any, but that's another story, another show for another day. But, we were talking about going to the beach. It was her idea. She was planning everything out. I'm like, all right, cool. So I followed up with her a couple weeks later. I said, cool. So, where are we going? What are we going to do? She was like, oh, I can't go. I was like, why can't you go?
Right.
Steve said I can't go.
Oh.
I said, Steve said you can't go. What you mean, Steve said you can't go? So I thought she was joking.
Mm-hmm.
She was serious.
Well, that's
her boyfriend said she couldn't go. I'm like, but it was your idea.
Yeah, but if
and
her,
it's all women, it's no dudes on the trip.
If her boyfriend said that she can't go, that means her boyfriend is whipped, not her.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? That means
control freak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what happened was the poon took it took control of his mind.
It took control of his mind.
It did. All of a sudden, he said, "Wait a minute, I can't have you out of my sight, especially not in Ocean City." So, no,
yeah,
now,
you can't go out there with that iced tea brown water.
You can't, you know. So, once that happened, you know, once he took control of his mind, he got whooped. That was it.
The trip never happened, by the way.
Never
happened. I was like, damn, man. I was looking forward to that because I was like, you know, our senior year. That was going to be like the girls' trip to say, you know, our last hurrah before we go off to college.
Yep.
And no.
No.
This vacation is over.
Power to poom.
Clearly.
Yep.
So he was whipped and she
was. He was whipped because she still wanted to go. If she was whipped, she would have been like, no, we can't go. I mean, she would have been like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said, no, we can't go.
She said, no, we can't go, but it was because, you know, he had her, you know what I'm saying.
He was
whipped and he canceled. He deleted the whole trip, basically.
Yeah, he put the smack down on that trip. I'm like, dang, is he your father, though? Like, yep. Steve said, I can't go. Okay. And I laughed. I was like, you're joking, right? She's like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, and you're still not going to go?
Yeah.
And look at me. He's trying to cause a riff in their relationship.
So you was the person saying, oh, what are you whipped?
No, what is he, your father now? So, you know, that was me. Of course, so inappropriate.
That's basically saying.
So inappropriate. Yeah, it is like, you know, that's what I said. You know, this whole terminology of being whipped in a lot of cases comes from other people.
Right.
Because. We don't know the ins and outs of your relationship. You might have that kind of relationship where you guys just don't travel together. I might think that's kind of weird, but hey, that's your relationship. That's your business. Do what you got to do. So,
yeah.
I guess I had to mature from that. You know, that's your situation.
Right.
You want to deal with somebody that won't let you travel to check out some iced tea brown water in Ocean City, you know, get a tan.
Yeah, but I mean, Ocean City, that's like a party town. You know, it's like.
What do you think you do at 18? You think you're going to.
Yeah, but in his mind, if he was...
But he should have got a room and brought his boys. If he was smart...
No.
He would have had his boys, and they would have got a room next to ours.
But at the same time, see, your mind doesn't work properly when you whoop. This is coming from somebody that's been whooped. Your mind doesn't work the right way. It's like your wiring is all screwed up. So, in his mind, he was thinking, okay, Ocean City, party town...
He was thinking she's out of town and I'm going to lose her because of some better looking guys who don't control her like I do. I got to put a pause in it because I didn't even realize it's time for a commercial break once again. So we'll be right back after the commercial. So keep it right here on The Flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
front of me. Don't understand. You must have told me a lot.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Got my buddy Lawrence in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing?
We're doing just lovely. We also got Frank visiting. Hey, Frank. I know he don't have the microphone on, but say what's up.
Mike, how are you? I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing
good. You having forward. A good time?
This is great. This is quite... I didn't know the topic.
So now you know.
Mind-blowing, okay?
Okay, cool, cool. So tonight we are talking about being whipped, but you just heard music. I had to give y'all a serious throwback.
Yeah.
You know who it was?
No, I don't.
Yes, that was the great Eddie Kendricks.
Ah, that was my second. I was going to say that.
Yeah. And who was Eddie Kendricks?
Everybody knows Eddie Kendricks. Everybody knows who that
he
is.
He don't
right?
know who the hell Eddie Kendricks is. The song was Intimate Friends. Eddie Kendricks was a member of the Temptations.
Ah, yes. I
phenomenal
remember.
Group.
Yep.
Phenomenal group. So I had to give y'all a throwback because I love music, in case y'all didn't know. You do not want to see me and my music. You don't want to see my iPod right now. I got like 4,500 songs.
Oh, that's a challenge.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I need more space. I had to get a classic iPod to hold all my music, and it's still growing.
Wow.
So, whatever. That's why I love it here at The Flow, because they let me play whatever the hell I want to play. Because we don't believe in playing the same songs every 18, 19 minutes. We believe in playing real music.
I like that.
For the people.
I like that.
Commercial radio, you can hear the same crap.
Yep, over and
mother
over
F
and
this,
over.
Mother
right.
F that. Nah.
Right.
No substance. We play substance around here.
I like that.
That's how we roll.
I like what you're doing.
You
I like what
I'm doing?
The Flow is doing.
I love what The Flow is doing.
Yeah.
So make sure you check out all our great programming on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn. Download it. It's free. Search for The Flow DC and save us to your favorites. That way you can take us wherever you go. And make sure you take me, because I come on every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on This Date Is Over Radio. But anyways, we are talking about being whipped. What is the difference between being whipped and being in love? Oh, I got to give a shout out real quick. I'm sorry. Chef Jamal, what's up? Thank you for tuning in. I got your message. Kudos to you, my man. So, yes. What's the difference between being in love and being whipped?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Oh, I mean,
because I know you said, you know, you said they were different. You said being whipped is more sexual.
Exactly. Right.
And love is.
Right. Yeah. Being whipped is mind blowing sex, and
being in love is all mental. All mental.
All mental. It's not. It's not.
It's
really,
more heartfelt.
It's more heartfelt. It's not really physical. It's more mental and emotional. And whip and whoop is just. The sex is so crazy, I just can't handle it, and I know, regardless of whatever, I'm involved in this thing.
Well, when I look at
the dictionary.
Okay. No, the Urban Dictionary. Let me preface that, okay?
Right.
The Urban Dictionary says that being whipped is being completely controlled by your girlfriend or boyfriend. In most cases, a guy being completely controlled by his girlfriend. Damn, Joe is whipped. See, I told you that term comes from a lot of other people. It comes from people outside of your relationship who think that you are whipped,
right?
Because they don't have what you have,
right?
And they might not be as controlled or as refined in their relationship as you are, so
right.
They feel some kind of way about that, so they gotta throw some jabs here and there, saying, "Oh, my man, he is whipped."
Yeah. They probably wish they could be whipped. Really.
I know, right?
That's probably what it is.
They really wish they could be, but what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. A lot of people seem to think, because I asked a question on our Facebook group and all over Facebook, you know, what's the difference? And a lot of people seem to think that being in love versus being whipped, you know, being in love is a mutual thing. So they think. I'm like, no, you can be in love with somebody and they don't love you back. It happens often.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. I want to go to some comments here. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. The difference between being whipped and being in love, one has nothing to do with sex. The other has everything to do with sex. Kind of what you were saying.
Exactly, yeah. Who said that? Smart person.
Very smart person, Miss Kia. Miss White says, when you are really in love, it requires reciprocity. Everyone who thinks they're in love is not in love. You can't be in love with someone who doesn't love you back. You may love them, but it's impossible to be in love. I don't believe that. You can definitely be in love with somebody and they are not in love with you.
I don't know. If you're in love with somebody, you
I've been in that situation.
You should be able to tell that.
I love the hell this one guy. He was not, the feeling was not mutual.
You couldn't tell? You couldn't tell that he didn't love you?
I guess I was whipped.
Maybe you were.
Look, I met this guy a few years
ago. So you were de-whipped?
I was everything whipped.
Oh, wow.
It was mentally, it was physically, it was emotionally, it was everything. You know, we had, you know, he made me laugh. Like, if you can make me laugh, Lord Jesus Christ, it's like, it's over. So we could just laugh. We could talk about anything under the sun. So the conversation was great. We had a good time together. So we would be together days at a time doing nothing. Just like watching TV, watching movies, cooking, anything you could think of.
Right.
And it wasn't a sexual thing.
Right.
So that's how he wooed me in.
Oh.
And then when the sex came a part of the equation, I was like, oh my God, he's perfect. Where do I buy the ring?
Wow. Oh, so you were you were mentally whipped.
Mentally and then sexually, but more mentally than anything else, because I thought that we had such a great connection. I was like, he's perfect. So I was just blinded by the fact that he had, you know, taken a step back from doing what he did initially, beginning stages of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't calling as much. He wasn't as responsive. We weren't doing as much stuff together. So. So I think at that point it just became completely sexual. And I said to him, I said, I wish you would put more, the same effort that you put into pleasing me sexually, and Lord, I hope my mother's not listening, the same effort that you put into pleasing me sexually, I sure wish you would, you know, transition that into, you know, the emotional side of things, because you used to do X, Y, and Z. We used to hang out, but now it's just nothing.
Right.
So it took me a while to kind of, you know, get back to the being logical versus emotional by the situation,
right,
and seeing it for what it really was.
Hmm.
And letting it go.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Ain't it though?
Yeah. I mean, mentally whipped. I never even thought about that. I don't know how, but I didn't even think about that whole realm of being mentally whipped. Yeah. I always thought sexually.
Because I was in love.
Yeah.
See, okay. I loved him.
Hmm.
Mm.
I like that.
Do you?
It's different.
Do you really?
It's different.
Do you really?
I
do. Do you guys like it? Give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I'm trying to pull up stuff on my Instagram page, but let's see. Oh, I say his name wrong every time. I'm going to just say SP Picks. I thought it said Spix. I think that doesn't sound right. So, I'm going to say SP Picks. He said, people are whipped without sex, and they are probably sapiosexuals. They are whipped by the mind. He said, tell you to watch your mouth about Nia Long, because he loves to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love to know what you see in Nia Long. I don't know.
She's a very attractive woman. You don't think she's beautiful?
Yeah.
You sound like she's some asshole.
She's cute.
Pardon me,
she's
ladies cute. And gentlemen. Lawrence likes ghetto fabulous chicks. He likes ratchet Rondas, okay? So if you're on Section 8 and you have seven kids, he wants you.
Right. I need a woman with a tattoo on her face. If you ain't got a tattoo on your face, I really don't want to deal with you.
Speaking of tattoos, I don't even want to go into it. These tattoos are getting ridiculous. Like, seriously. I met a guy. I need to finish my blog about this guy. He had a tattoo in his ear. Of dollar signs. Dollar signs in your ear, though. I thought he had like a scab at first. I didn't know what it was.
Maybe he's crazy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop looking at it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why would you get that? If you're trying, he was trying to get into like a management level position at his company. Like, are you serious? A tattoo in your ear? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about at all.
But it's still funny.
Yeah, and I asked him, I said, what does this tattoo mean? He was like, well, if you ain't talking money, then I'm not hearing you. I'm like,
see, now it makes sense.
But I still
now
think,
I want one. I want to get one now.
I still think that was very whack.
Yeah,
that was extremely whack to me.
Especially if you try to get into the corporate world.
How you gonna go? What you gonna put makeup in your ear? Like, what are you gonna wear? Yeah. Earmuffs to the interview?
Cool. Some earbuds? Makeup in your ear. Yeah.
Come on now, that's whack. And you do like hood chicks.
I don't like.
We just got confirmation on Instagram.
What?
That you like hood chicks?
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. You, my friend, like hood chicks.
I like a balance of a hood chick and
I don't want no hood. You could be from the hood, just don't act hood. That's what it is for me.
Hmm.
It's a mentality thing for me. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Right. Mm. For you. Right.
Right, not for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
he likes some ratchet. If you are ratchet or ghetto fabulous, give us a call. Lawrence is single and mingling. The number is 301-560-6992. And he has on his "It's Not Me, It's You" T-shirt. I love it. Thank you for wearing that.
It is a very comfortable fit. I mean,
it's a very comfortable fit on him.
It really is.
Fortunately, Lawrence has muscles, so it's okay. Oh my goodness. So in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie, and we are in the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. But I got to say thank you once again to Lawrence for being in the studio, my special guest tonight.
It's a pleasure being here.
Make certain you guys check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And also keep in mind that we have an event coming up. It will be posted on the website very soon. June 28th, we're going to do some late night laser tag.
I'll be there.
Adults only.
Yes.
Don't bring your kids. Ratchet Rhonda. Get a babysitter.
I can't bring Rhonda?
You can bring Rhonda, but don't bring Rhonda's kids.
Oh, come on, man.
We can't. This is not for children.
All right.
So please be of age. We don't have time to be worrying about the kiddies. We're just going to have a good old time doing some laser tag and burning some calories, because I know it's a workout. I've done it before. I almost died. In case y'all were listening earlier, somebody tried to kill me doing laser tag when I was in college. So it's going to be a good time. June 28th. Get your tickets. You can go to tagme.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. Or you can just go to thisdateisover.com. Either or, because we'll be posting information very soon. But like I said before, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. Keep it brief tonight, because I really ain't got nothing to rant about other than, you know, being whipped, being in love.
Yeah.
For starters, I would say don't be afraid to love, because when I posted the question about have you ever been whipped, a lot of people are afraid to even admit that they have been whipped or even have felt love. So don't be afraid to love, and don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to experience love, because even if you don't have it any longer, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great feeling. I know I've had it before. I've been in love a couple times. Felt great.
Yeah, it does.
Didn't feel good when it ended, but hey.
Yeah.
What do they say in Houdini? What's that song? One love.
One
you're lucky
love,
just to have.
One love. Yeah, you're lucky just to have just one love. Yeah,
it's better to have had love and then lost than to never have love at all.
Yep.
Something like that. I probably just butchered the whole song.
No,
whole
I mean, I think you hit it on the head. You just killed it.
But don't be afraid to love. Regardless of if you are in love or whipped, make certain that the love is being reciprocated.
Yeah.
The love or the lust. Because a lot of the times people, you know, myself included, you get in these situations where you are so enamored with this person, and guess what? They have shown you that they do not feel the same for you.
Really?
Yes. So make certain that the love is being reciprocated and that the person is filling up your love tank. And not only are they filling up your love tank, make certain that you are filling up their love tank, because you might just be filling their lust tank and they don't want to have anything to do with you. So make certain you pay attention to signs and don't be afraid to ask the question. I think a lot of times we get into these situations where we are so enamored with the person that we become afraid to even approach the subject. Like, if you love the person, if you're in love with them, let them know, or at least hint towards saying, "Well, hey, I'm really feeling you. We've been hanging out a lot. How do you feel about me?"
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask the question, because you don't want to waste your time like I did, waste months or years out of your life with somebody, or you know, hanging on for dear life, and they don't want anything to do with you. Y'all are not a couple. Mm-hmm. Y'all see each other whenever the person responds to your text messages, whenever they call you. Every once in a while, they don't return your phone call. So make certain that you ask the question and pay attention to the signs. Try your best to look at things logically and not always emotionally. I know I'm guilty of it, because, you know, I'm a woman. I'm emotional. I cry sometimes.
Right, sometimes.
A couple nights ago, I was crying.
Oh, really?
Just a release.
Oh.
That's what I do.
About what dude?
Oh. Definitely was not a dude at all. All
right.
So don't be afraid to ask the question. You know, if you are in love or whipped, so to speak, by that person, make certain that you have the conversation. Don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to ask the question. Like, hey, how do you feel about me? I am really feeling you. If the person is very hesitant, you have your answer.
But you got to do it in a non-awkward way.
What's a non-awkward way?
You can't put somebody on the spot and be like, you know, y'all chilling in bed. Hey, I've been wanting to know. I love you, and I want to know what you know about what you think about me, especially not before y'all had sex. Oh no, no,
it was right worse after.
Right after you had sex. I love you, and I just want to know what you think about me. No,
I think you're great in bed, and I think you need to get out. This date is over.
Wow,
that's what you're gonna say?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is,
yeah, don't ask in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Please don't right. scream like I love you in the heat of the moment, because of course the person's gonna say it to you,
exactly.
and they don't mean it. So when is a good time to approach a subject?
All right, if y'all just when y'all just meeting up before y'all had sex, if y'all go out and going to eat or whatever y'all doing, that's when you ask. First, you don't even ask it off the top. You ask a couple of dumb questions before, like, oh, how's your food? Oh, how's the drink? And then you lay the smack down on them. You don't just come off the top, boom, and say, hey, do you love me? I love you. Because then it's going to be like, oh, you sound kind of crazy.
Don't put the smack down. Just ease into it.
Yeah, you gotta.
But don't have that conversation in bed.
Yeah, don't have that conversation.
If we can get booty butt naked and exchange saliva and bodily fluids, why can I not have that discussion with you in the bed? Like you're in bed with me.
After we just, because now I feel obligated. We just swapped saliva and other stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now I feel obligated. Now if you say, do you love me? I'm like down for like, I'd be a dickhead if I said, oh, no. Now she has the right to slap me and run out.
Of course.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
So wouldn't you want to know the real answer? Because after we have sex, it's going to be a fake answer. It's probably going to be like,
when should somebody have the conversation? Like, say, should you guys go out to dinner? And
exactly.
I know for women, don't ever approach a man by saying, we need to talk. Like, don't ever utter that sentence. Like, ever. So how should it be approached?
I think it should be approached. You should,
out for ice cream. Like, hey, Lawrence, you want cookies and cream? By the way, I'm in love with you. How would you feel about me?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, hey, did you see that Knicks game? Yeah, but I love you. Like, somebody like throw it in?
Yeah, I'd rather just...
You left your shoes over here. I'm in love with you.
Okay. Yeah, yep. I'd rather her just come off the top with some crazy, just out of the blue, but before we had sex. And then just be like, hey, you know what? You know, I love you. And then I'm just like, bam, I was caught off guard. You know what? And then I'm going to tell the truth. You know, if it's before we have sex.
But you're not going to. You could tell the truth before sex, but not after sex. Or during sex.
That's true.
That makes me think of that episode.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah,
watch Seinfeld? Because I'm a Seinfeld fan.
Every now and then.
I don't know if you saw that episode when George Costanza told the chick that he loved her. She said, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat.
No,
that was her response.
I didn't see that one. No.
He was like, because I love you. She said, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to
eat. So she didn't love him?
I guess not.
Wow. Well, then
he repeated it. He thought that she didn't hear him the first time. So on another day, he said, I love you. She said, I know, George.
Well, see, there you go. Now you know. At that point, if you're dealing with somebody and then you finally get up to the point and you say, I love you, and then they don't say anything back, well, you already know at that point, okay, it's time to go. And like I said, ask them before y'all have sex. But, you know,
but is it really time to go? Because people develop love, you know, it comes to them differently at different times. Because
no.
I might be in love with him or love him at the 3-month mark or the 3-week mark. He might be in love with me at the 6-month mark.
So how much time are you supposed to give him?
I don't know.
Exactly.
If you're courting somebody,
that what I'm saying is, if you're quote unquote courting somebody, and
we acting like love is due,
exactly. If y'all acting like,
but if
y'all
just casually dating,
that's different.
On the situation.
If y'all spending a lot of time with each other every week, okay. If you spending a lot of time with that person every week, then. After,
and that's what threw me off, because we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, if you spend a lot of time with that person, and then
he also told me that he loved me too. And that was the weird part. He sent me cards in the mail and stuff like that. So
really?
I was all confused.
Was the sex good? You said the sex was good.
Of course.
And
if it was bad,
can I ask you a question?
What?
How long did it take you to give up the poon after y'all start spending
probably
a lot of time
10
with
minutes.
Each other? 10 minutes?
No. No,
what?
I don't know how long it took, and I will not discuss that on the air.
Come on, this is important. But I need to know
it's
this
not important.
To give you a good answer from a male's perspective. I need to know how long
it took.
Have you
ever been in love before?
Yes, I've been in love 3-4 times. Yes,
really?
I mean, that head over heels in love, yeah.
Head or you were in love?
I said,
I'm such
head
a jerk.
Over heels.
I'm such a jerk. Ignore me, please. Keep in mind, you can give us a call at the studio. The number is 301.
But yes, head will make me fall in love.
Can I get the number out there?
I'm sorry.
301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So yeah, as you were saying.
I forgot what I was saying now.
I'm glad you forgot.
I think I was
I'm glad you forgot.
I
actually have some, if I can find it on my iPod here, I'll play it for you guys in a hot second. Because we did a couple of interviews, just a couple. When we had our event yesterday, Cocktails and Conversations, we asked people what the difference was between being whipped and being in love. And I'm going to play that for you right now. So here, take a listen.
I think the difference between being whipped and being in love is mutual respect among both parties.
Is it mutual respect?
For me, I've never been in love. I've been in like, I've been in deep like, but I've never been in love. As far as whip, I don't know if I ever experienced that before. And I might have experienced it and didn't even know it. But as far as...
Wow. So.
Wow. Never been in love.
Never been in love.
Poor guy.
Never.
Wow.
We had a heated debate at the time. And thank you so much for coming out, Ty. We appreciate it. But yeah, he's never been in love. He said he's been in like, but he's never been in love, and he's never really been whipped.
Wow.
But in his situation, although I could be very wrong, because people, I am no expert. I don't know a damn thing about relationships. I don't even know why y'all listen to me. Y'all crazy. No, actually, I do know why y'all listen, because it's a great show. So, but yeah, I think it's a control thing with him. I think some people, you know, it's a lot of people nowadays, and that bothers me. It's like people are so afraid to let their guard down. They're so afraid to let somebody close to them. And I understand it can be uncomfortable to be vulnerable, but it's like, at what point in time do you just let go and let love in? And I think that's been his situation. He said he'd been in a relationship, I think, for like 10 years with somebody, and he was not in love.
Like,
why would you go?
Yeah,
10,
why would you go that long?
You lose
right.
10 years of your life.
Yeah,
not get married and not be in love with that person.
That's crazy, right there.
I just think his heart
is
so guarded.
Yeah.
Can't be me. If we together for 10 years, I better have some kids and a ring and a house and a couple other things.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time.
That's a
time.
That's
man.
Like my good years. Come on now, 10 years?
10 years?
That's 10 years?
Nah. Yeah, I'm gonna know if I'm in love in the first 6 months.
You damn right.
For real. It ain't gonna take that long.
And if the sex is not good, he's not gonna be in love any longer.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if it's a mental attraction, like if I'm attracted to that person mentally, and you know, I'll let certain stuff slide as far as sex. You
let certain stuff slide. Well, yeah. Hold on, we got a caller. Caller calling in. Hold on 1 second. Let me hit the right button actually. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from? Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, this is me. My name is Curry. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Carrie? What's going on?
What's up?
So, what did you want to add to the conversation?
I wanted to say that, you know, the difference between whip and being in love is perception.
Uh-huh.
And being as though I ain't never heard nobody in their life admit to being whipped. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, that's true.
Being whipped is something that somebody else perceive you to be. You know what I'm saying? But being in love is something that only you would know.
Yeah, because being whipped is something that somebody will say to kind of just brag on you. Like, oh, this dude is whipped. They're not going to say, oh, this dude is in love.
But you know what? I think some people know when they whip, but they don't say it. Like, you know.
But what's the difference between being whipped and being in love, though, if you in it?
Right. I don't think there is a huge difference. I think a lot of people, they say that, you know, being whipped has more to do with being, you know, it's a sexual thing, and being in love is emotional. I think they're both one and the same.
It is the same. It's only because it sounds cool to say, oh, nigga, you whipped. You know what I'm saying? you sound like a sucker saying, oh, nigga, you in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, It just don't sound right.
It doesn't sound right at all, especially coming from
it
a dude.
It don't sound right.
Well, Carrie, you know could you hold that thought? Because we got to go to commercial.
Go to commercial then.
Why, thank you for telling me what to do on my damn show. So, Cody, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I can't with you today, Carrie. I cannot. But keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. We got to go to commercial. But the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, I just can't stop thinking about you, loving you. Oh, I just
with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got Lawrence in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing? What's up?
And we're talking about being whipped.
Yes.
But you just heard music from the Urban Nights. One of my favorite songs by the Urban Nights is called Thinking About Your Love. Because when you're in love, that's all you thinking about.
Yep.
Is that love.
You're at work.
When you are whipped, you are thinking about that love in.
Yep.
So, no matter how you flip it, it's love. To you. To you.
I guess.
You guess.
I guess.
Mister, I've been in love 7 times.
I've been in love 4 or 5 times.
Damn, I ain't been in love that many times. What's your secret?
Only time I fall in love is when the woman I'm dealing with, she loves me first. I don't know. It's crazy, but that's the way it always
works. She has to love you first.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Mm, you one of those.
Yep.
You're not gonna say it first. You're not gonna have that monster.
Nah, I might feel it first, but if she.
But you're not gonna say it first.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it first. I don't know.
Really?
You know, I just feel like whoever say it first, you kind of.
You
want to
have the upper hand. That's why.
I mean, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like they're. I can't explain it. It's just the way it works in my mind. You know,
so when ladies, they say it first, if you're listening, Lawrence is single and mingling. Let's go down the list. He's single and mingling. He believes in going Dutch on a first date. Tacky. He likes ratchet chicks. And you have to tell him that you love him first. Otherwise, date is over. Actually, the relationship is over if you don't tell him first. He's not,
like that,
even though he can be in love with you, he's not going to express that he loves you first. Because he doesn't want to have that matzo ball hanging out right there.
There it is. Yeah.
He doesn't want to come off as being whipped.
Yeah, you just put it in a nutshell right there. Thank you.
So, ladies, Lawrence is such a mother effing catch. I'm going to throw him right back to the sea. Because I am not trying to catch Lawrence. He's going to try to make me pay. He's going to make me pay, and he's going to make me tell him I love him.
On the first date.
And the sex is going to be really bad.
Now hold up. Nobody say nobody say anything about that. Hold up.
Oh my gosh. So, let's see. I try to find, like, what does being in love mean? I looked it up online, but I don't like reading all this crap on the air. It's just a bit too much. But going back to Facebook. I don't know how to say this person's name. I'm just call him AM. It says, whip makes you think you are in love. Being truly in love, there is no question. There is no think about it. Is it, though?
If you're in love, you pretty much in it for the long haul. You're not even thinking about breaking up.
But what if you're not even together with... You're not even with that person, though. But you're still in love with them.
Same thing. If you dating somebody and you feel like you're in love with them, you still ain't even thinking about breaking up. You still thinking like, okay, I'm gonna make this person mine and we gonna do this. That's all you're really thinking about when you're in love. You can't see, you don't even want to talk to nobody else. You might go out and you're not even trying to talk to no other chicks. You just like, this is my girl right here.
Yeah, you just had tunnel vision.
Matter of fact, you might not even want to go out. You probably don't even want to go out.
I just want to be home with my bae, even though he's not my baby. He's out with his friends. But I just want to stay home just in case he does come by.
Exactly.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. There you go. You just, your mind is not working right.
But I thought your mind isn't working right if you're in love too. You can be blinded by a lot
of
different things.
That's why I say it's kind of the.
It's the same.
I guess it is the same thing, right? I guess it is the same thing. Like you said, you can be mentally whooped, and you can be sexually whooped. And so
I think it's the same as being in love.
It's different though. It's different.
Is it?
Like I say, if you sexually whoop, you'll put up with stupid stuff that other person is doing.
When you're in love, you'll put up with some stupid stuff. When you're in love with somebody, you'll put up with things that you never thought that you would put up with previously.
When you're in love, will you put up with okay sex? If you're in love?
I'm not putting up with okay sex if I'm in like.
Well, there's the difference. That's the difference.
I'm not
right going
to get to the in love part.
That's the difference. If you in love and somebody got okay sex, you might.
I'm not in love.
Well, you speaking for yourself there. I don't know.
I love you. I'm not in love with you.
Wow.
There's a difference.
That's a whole nother show right there then.
It is.
I don't even. What are you talking about? You're in love, but you're not in love with
me. There's a difference. I love all of my ex-boyfriends. I'm not in love with them. I'm not in love with any of them.
I don't know.
I love a lot of my guy friends. I'm not in love with them.
You got friends?
Not anybody I'm sleeping with. I'm just like some of my guy friends. People of the opposite sex.
Now we talking about two different things. I'm talking about somebody.
I still love my ex-boyfriends. Like, you know, if something bad happened to them, I would feel bad. And, you know, I love them, but I'm not in love with them.
But if they still try to come around now and get some poon, then what? If they try to come around now and get some poon, then what?
No.
It would be no.
Hell no.
Okay. Well, you know.
I'm like, what are you doing here? I would ask them for a check.
Wow. That's gangster.
I'm like, oh, you know what? Of course, you know what? But my mortgage this month, you got me?
That's
and then
gangster.
After he gives me the check, I'm like, oh, you know what, man? I'm on my period. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, wow.
I am so sorry.
That's a low blow.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
No, they were coming back. This date is over.
Okay.
Don't come knocking on my door, honey. Please. You will get a rude awakening.
It is.
Unless you come with food. But even still, you're not getting any.
Oh, wow.
We can have, you know, we can break bread, but we ain't breaking the bed.
Right.
That's not happening. It's definitely not going
down.
I
like that. Okay.
I don't even like somebody showing up at my house unannounced. I'm going to have an attitude. Yeah.
Well, so, they text you. They text you first.
Said, I'm on my way?
Yeah.
I would say, on your way where? Who is this?
To see you.
First of all, I'm going to say, who is this?
It's me.
I've had that happen to me before. Like, my ex hit me up. This was like the year before last. And it said, like, I love you. I lost my best friend 2 years ago. I didn't even know who the hell it was.
Right. And he had to
I thought somebody had died.
Right.
Did somebody die? I'm about to say my condolences. I didn't even know who it was.
Right.
No. Mm. No, it's not going down. If I see you in the street, it's all love. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Right.
You gonna buy me a drink? All right, cool. Thanks.
Right.
Good to see you. How's your mom? That's nice.
And keep it moving.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good to see you. That happened to me. I ran into my ex-boyfriend when I was out. And I don't even go to like clubs like that. But I was at Josephine's.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was looking smashing. So it was even
as
better.
As you usually do.
Oh, thank you. You were far too kind. But I was looking very smashing that day, and I felt great. So I'm leaving. I'm walking up the steps, and I see him. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Gave him a hug. My friends are like, ugh, I can't believe you talked to him. You know what he did to you? Blah. I was like, yeah, but I'm over it.
Yeah. As long as you're over it, yeah, keep it moving.
I mean, we had a drink. We talked. Caught up. Like, it's good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. We went out after that.
Oh, yeah, I went out.
We finally had the conversation that I wanted to have, you know, 2 years prior.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to get back in my good graces.
So you got some closure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some closure.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
He tried to kiss up on the kid.
Mmm.
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, I had to make that left turn with the face.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
Was it?
Yeah, it's pretty cold-blooded.
Well, he shouldn't have cheated on me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right.
He shouldn't have broken my heart.
You're right.
So?
Right.
That's the way that could crumble.
There it is.
So, no, it's not going down. But we got a good commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn. Download the app from the App Store. Search for The Flow DC. We're the first station on the list. Add us to your favorites and bow. You got us every freaking week.
Boom.
Boom, pow, bam. All those other Batman words. But we gotta go to commercial. Keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. So give us a call.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're gonna hit a page's turn.
Let me take my gazelles off. Don't want this thing, but can't let go. Even though I need it so, your arms, they soothe me, but I ain't no game, I ain't no tie, I ain't just brain, this ain't no movie, man, I'm a real woman. Been down this road before.
I just need more.
I just need more.
What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in this bed.
Chick that he messed with so reckless,
so far.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I also got my buddy Lawrence in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing? What's up?
It's her music from Jill Scott. The song was so gone. And she was so gone. Did you hear what she said?
She said that
she will make you breakfast. You got that, didn't she say that thickness? I think that's what she said.
Oh.
Make you breakfast. She said, I don't even care about the next girl that you mess with. She don't even care about the other chicks.
I need her.
I think
where
she's whipped.
I do believe
that Jill is taken. Maybe, perhaps. I don't know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? But actually, we got a caller. So, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jamal.
Hey, what's up, Jamal?
Not much.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Thank you for tuning in. So, we're talking about being whipped. What's the difference between being whipped and being in love?
Honestly, I think it's more of a respect level. Sometimes being whipped makes you do things that love really won't call for.
Such as?
Whipped makes you do silly things. Like, granted, love makes you do this too, but sometimes whipped makes you do silly things like, you know, that girl just calls you at the last minute. She comes over your house. She has no clothes for tomorrow, nothing to wash up with or anything at all. You know, she leaves the next day with your drawers on. You know what I'm saying? It's just something stupid like that.
Oh, wow.
You know?
I don't think I've ever left with a man's underwear on.
Come on, sometimes.
But I have been in a situation where I forgot my deodorant. I did put his deodorant on, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, whoa. Same thing. That's the same thing.
But that was my boyfriend at the time.
Oh,
but you won't share a toothbrush, though, right?
Oh, hell no.
So that means you leave with your breath stinking in the morning time, everything else. Love, you have a toothbrush at his house. You know
what I'm
saying? That's there. You know, all the time. When you're in love with someone, you know, you take them home to meet your mom. You know, when you're whipped, you can't take just, if it's just whipped, that's all it is, you can't take her home to your mom. Because when you walk in the house with your silly ass, your mom's going to look right at her. It's like, you don't love her. You just whipped.
But going back to this toothbrush thing, though, because if I'm in love with him and he ain't in love with me, I'm not going to have a toothbrush over there. So I might be in love, but he ain't feeling me.
Well, that's a different story. That's like totally different level right there. Because there are times when, you know, and I don't know if it's sometimes women develop an emotional bond faster than men do.
I'm certain we do.
You know, and there's times when, you know, some guys, you know, I guess a lot of times we have our guards up a lot faster than a lot of women do. You know, and sometimes
you have your guards up, but your penis is up at the same time. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And not only that, a lot of times with women, this is different. Guys will automatically meet someone and they're with a young lady. And they're digging you, and they're like, yo, okay, this is my main girl. I'm putting everybody else to the side. I'm keeping everybody else at the door, everything. I'm sticking with her. A lot of times women will look at a man, and she's with him. She's like, okay, he's cool, but this is just my hold-on piece until I get what I want.
Hold-on piece until the real piece comes.
You know what
comes.
I'm saying? So then the whole time they're with you, they may be thinking, okay, I'm trying to find this right man, you know, the man that fits perfect in their girlfriend's eyes, you know, and everything else. You know, but meanwhile, this is a guy that's, yeah, he's cute, he's nice to me and everything else and all that, but yeah, I want that, you know, that movie star, I want that stud, I want that, you know, baller or whatever it is, you know, that's on the arms.
So are you saying that men don't do that, or are you saying women are more inclined to do that?
I think when men do that, it's different because a lot of times when men do that, we try not to get that emotional attachment at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with women, when they do it, they will still develop an emotional bond with the man that they're with. And he, in his eyes, he's blinded. He thinks you love him. And you may have a sense of love for him, but like you said before, you might not be in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's willing to go all out for it. Meanwhile, he doesn't know that you just hold on to him, you know, and it's like waiting for that better ride to come along or that better person to come along.
I spoke to
but
a guy.
Most times, guys be like, you know, just...
Going back to your situation,
like,
hold that thought, Jay, because I want to touch on this situation. You made me think of something. I was speaking to a guy, and sorry to cut you off. He was saying that, you know, he called this chick thirsty. Oh, she's so pressed. She's thirsty. I said, what makes her thirsty? He was like, you know, I told her I didn't want to be with her. She started crying and this, that, and the other. I said, so how did she get to that point? So here's what he did. They were hanging out all the time. He took her around his family, moms, friends, you know, so they were going out. They were having sex. And, you know, of course, she developed all these lovey-dovey feelings for him. And apparently it wasn't mutual, but he called her thirsty because she was so in love with him. I was like, well, okay, she met your mom. She met your friends. Y'all were hanging out all the time. And y'all were having sex. So how does that make her thirsty? You gave her mixed messages, my man.
The funny thing is she was in a relationship and didn't even realize it.
Right.
Because if you take... I don't know about a lot of people, but to me, if I take you home to meet my mother... or anybody in my family, that means, you know what, I feel like this is moving to a whole new level.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, because, and that's it, because I'll be honest with you, most people that are adults, when you meet someone, and if a guy comes up, within the first 4 or 5 months, the guy starts telling you, I want you to meet my mom, if you're not in that position, that place, you need to say, hey, look, you know what, let's back up a little bit. You know, but most times people don't take you to meet their family. Friends is different, but they don't take you meet their family into their family's home where they grew up and everything, unless they're ready to have a full-out commitment and say, this is it, you know, I'm ready to move up to the next level. That's a whole new level. But just like, say, if you have kids as well, you don't let people meet your kids until you feel like, you know what, you're ready to move on to that next level.
Everybody meets my kids.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean...
I don't even have kids.
You know, but the thing is, it's like, seriously, I see people that do that. You know, all the time, they'll have somebody meet their kids, or every time they go on a date with someone, because now you're planting seeds in your kid's mind that's okay for mommy to be with different men, or it's okay for daddy to be with different men.
That's a whole other topic right there.
Right.
I don't know. I go back and forth on the meeting the family thing, because my family is within the, you know, a 20, 30 mile radius, so they're everywhere. And if somebody meets my mom or my dad, I don't really take it that seriously unless I'm, like, taking them to a special occasion, a special event. I don't know. But I don't know.
But I guess
I go back and forth on that. Though. Everybody's different.
I guess it's the introduction as well, too. You know what I'm saying? Are you saying, hey, this is just my friend?
Right, this is my friend.
I have seen this.
Jonathan.
Right.
So if a woman introduced you to her parents, do you think it's more than what it is? You think it's something deep?
I guess it's a time limit on it. As well as where I feel that we are in our relationship, how comfortable I feel that we are in our relationship, you know. And I know you've seen this on TVs, and you've seen this probably with your friends or whatever, this and that, in the movies and stuff, where you could be in a relationship with someone, and then a young lady's ex walks by, and he speaks to her, and she says, oh, this is my friend. But meanwhile, you two have been in a relationship for so long, she don't introduce you as her boyfriend, or you don't introduce her as your girlfriend. You know, you just say, oh, this is my friend, because you're now infatuated with the feelings that you have for your ex, whatever it may be.
Okay.
You know,
well,
and so when you meet someone's parents, if they introduce you that way,
we gotta go.
Like the same.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jamal, have you ever been on a bad date before?
Yes.
So make sure you go to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories.
Will do.
Put your situations. We don't put names, though. Just situations.
No problem.
But
no
thank
problem.
You so much for your insight.
Anyway,
appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, so... That was a lot. Thank you, Jamal. Cause
I mean, he hit it on the head.
He hit the nail. He hit every nail. Every nail.
Yep.
So, I still think it's pretty much the same, being in love and being whipped. I mean, as he was saying before, you know, it makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do, but because you're so enamored with that person that you just start acting out of character, perhaps. Or it might have awakened something in you that you didn't know existed. Like, oh my gosh, I do like holding hands. I do like roses. I do like walking in the park.
Right.
I do like romantic walks to the fridge. Like, I do like all this stuff. I like watching
romantic walks to the
I
fridge.
I love watching Love and Basketball. You know, I love to watch OWN and the Lifetime Network.
Right.
Now, so.
Right. The History Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never knew I liked this before, but now I'm dealing with you. I like this.
I like basketball now because of you.
Right. Yeah.
I know. Wait, is he still in the league, Shaquille O'Neal?
No.
I know that Shaquille O'Neal is no longer in the league. I don't. Apparently, I didn't. Yeah, I like football because of him. Yeah. So it makes you, you know, feel different things.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's true.
Whatever. But we got to go to commercials, so keep it right here on the flow. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star. I'm
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Had to take y'all all the way back because, in case you didn't know, I am an old soul. I love me some oldies but goodies. You know, my parents raised me right. My mother has been in a singing group since I was 5 years old, and they sing nothing but oldies but goodies. So that's how I developed my appreciation for old school music, because that's real music to me. You know, this garbage that you on the radio today, not on The Flow, by the way, but on other radio stations,
yeah,
is a mess. It's just too much for me. But that was GQ with I Do Love You, and right before that was Rose Royce with Wishing on a Star. Love,
one of my favorites.
Being loved versus being whipped, because yeah, being loved and being whipped will make you write a song.
Yeah,
I do will. Love you. Yeah. I love you. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh ooh, that's the chorus.
That's true.
Wishing on a star,
yeah,
to follow where you are.
Yeah,
I'm wishing on a dream to find out what it means.
It don't get more whipped than that. That's pretty whipped. I'm wishing on, you're only wishing the stars to find out where somebody is. I'd be wishing for $1 million. I would, you know, I'm just saying, that's
me. Look, I'd rather have love than money.
Really
I don't want to be I don't want to be broke in love, but I'm saying,
no.
If I had a choice to be between being, you know, stupid rich and in love, I probably would choose love.
Oh man, that means you whip.
Right.
You whip by love.
Dumb as a pile of bricks, honey.
You whip by love.
It's almost that time for us to get out of here, but before we skedaddle, I wanted to take it away with a couple of comments. You know, I asked, you know, what's the difference between being in love and being whipped? And my buddy Jay said, when a guy is under complete control of his girl, he will often forget about friends he has known for years to be with and do what his girlfriend wants. It can even get to the point where he calls just thinking about her getting some. That is whipped. I ain't never heard nobody just thinking about the act of sex consider that as being sex. Whatever. Yeah, that's what he considers being whipped. In love, he says, an infatuation. You can fall out of it just as fast as you can fall in it. I don't know about that.
Nah.
A phrase that is often misunderstood today and used very loosely to the point of nearly losing its meaning. Contrary to popular belief, being in love is possible without the affection in return. Just because someone doesn't love you back means you are not actually in love. Hogwash. You can indeed love someone unconditionally without being loved in return. Being in love does not occur by accident, because love is a choice and an action rather than an emotion, like most people believe. This is being in love.
Very well put.
I agree. As I said before, you know, you can definitely be in love with a person, they don't love you back the same. It can be one-sided, just like being whipped can be one-sided. I think they're pretty much the same thing. I think just being whipped is a statement or a phrase that people use just to rag on a friend. They want to say that to pick on you.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you whip, you know you whip. Even though you might not say it, you might, you know, you know you whip.
And I don't necessarily think that being whipped is a bad thing. You know, if you are in a relationship and, hey, look, you had that person's beck and call, well. I mean, you're doing what you got to do to... Yeah. Make sure that your relationship is staying afloat, because you know, all relationships have their ebb and flows. So if you're doing what you got to do to make your partner happy, more power to you. But we got to go. So any parting words for you, Lawrence? Thank you for joining us, by the way.
It's my pleasure. Parting words, I would say, excuse me, if you whip, just keep going at it.
Own it.
Yeah, own it. If you whip, you whip. Ain't nothing you can do. You're at the mercy of that person. So you might as well just keep going with it.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool. Well, before I head out, don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Our next event is coming up. It's Late Night Laser Tag. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. Some good adult fun. Don't bring your kids. But once again, thank you for joining us tonight. Make sure you come back each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app, TuneIn. Search for The Flow DC. We're the first station on the list. Save us to your favorites. But as I said before, because it's definitely time for us to get out of here, don't be afraid to love. I know we're talking about being whipped and being in love. Don't be afraid to be in love, and don't be afraid to own it. You know, if you love a person, if you're in love with that person, oh well, own it. And also, don't forget to have that difficult conversation with that person. Make sure your timing is right. Have that conversation. Say, you know what, I'm really feeling you. I love you, or I have strong feelings for you, and I'd like to know how you feel about me. And if the feeling's not mutual, you might want to give that person time to develop those feelings. And if they really think that they're not going to ever develop them, then perhaps it's time for you to say farewell. No point in wasting your time with somebody who is not going to give you what you want in return. So that's about it. That's my 5 cents. I ain't got nothing else for you. So thank you once again for joining us tonight. Come back next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. You can also hit me up after the show. My email address is info@thisdateisover.com. But good night. God bless. And y'all have a great week. Bye-bye.